Yes, indeed. Continuing in the vein from the last previous couple of days, Miles, and the story really emerging in the previous days was a very, 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 very successful championships for Lippert Strabane, and that continued through today. And a long list of further results, positive results for Lippert Strabane, and I'm just going to go through them quickly. Alan McGinley, 1500 metres, a gold medal there. Shannon Craig, a 163 high jump, a gold for her. And the hammer result for Brendan O'Donnell, a gold for him as well. Stephen McCall was a triple jump medalist, as was Dara Kirk, a javelin medalist, a hammer medal for Ryan Henderson, and Adrian Gallen, a shot medal for her. And indeed, Adrian Gallen is the daughter of Sharon Foley, Sharon Gallen now, as she is. And, you know, that Sharon, of course, is one of our all-time great athletes in this county in the history of the sport. So she'd be really happy with that result. From Cranford, well, Shauna Giles was in the medals in her shot put event. Oisin Kelly was very, very, very complimentary about him the last day from Cranford, and he won the 800 metres. This time he won the 1500 metres. And Owen Kelly from Cranford, he got third medal in the 400 metre hurdle. So that was a tally for today. And that's the end pretty much of the juvenile program for the season. It's just unbelievable how quick it all comes round and closes down for the underage athletes. Yesterday we had what we term B championships, national B championships, Tullamore as well, and good results there for Rosses, for Finn Valley, for Lippert Strabane and Tyrconnell. So active in all spheres of the sport out of Donegal. And yesterday it was Rosses, Finn Valley, Lippert Strabane and Tyrconnell that were picking up medals. So it's been a good year in track and field underage, but a particularly very, very good year for the Lippert Strabane club. So really compliments to them. And, you know, they are obviously doing some great work in a variety of events. So well done to them. I'm waiting for a result from Europe, from Bydgoszcz, from Poland, Miles. You'll be off the air when Carol Griffin goes in the final with the Irish team in the 4x400 metres relay. They're in lane three, and they rank fourth going into the final. So, you know, fingers crossed. You just don't know, but you know, there's an outside chance that they could hit medals. But Carol ran a very strong split yesterday to contribute to the team's performance and getting them into the final. So unfortunately, you guys will be off the air whenever that comes around. And this week, well, it's all about European Junior Championships earlier in the week, and that's in Grosseto, and it's in Italy. And three Finn Valley athletes on the plane to that one, Janine Boyle, Arlene Cross and Shane Irwin. We wish them the best of luck. And next weekend, the major track and field meet domestically of the season, the National Senior Track and Field Championships, and we possibly can look forward to a few positive performances there. And then onwards, Miles, National League the following weekend, and then of course all eyes will be most definitely on the World Championships in London. And just also when I'm with you at this moment, Jason Smith from Derry goes shortly in the 100 metres finals in the World Championships Paralympics in the same stadium in London. The Paralympic Games are on currently in the stadium in London, and Jason, of course, defending his world title there. So we'll wait and see what happens there. So that's pretty much a summing up of today. The underage story, as I say, is complete, all over and done and dusted. And we now look forward to cleaning up in terms of the senior championships and those European juniors next weekend in Italy. So that's really it, Miles.